Generational changes in fat people in their floaty chairs. It has been said that, at times, life imitates art. I don't know if that is wholly true, but there are stark examples that indicate it can happen. In 2008, the movie WALL-E depicted a human population immersed in technology, where morbidly obese residents spent their day gliding around in floating chairs talking to people on virtual devices, ignoring all of those directly in their physical sphere. It seemed somewhat outlandish in 2008. How quickly things can change. Today in 2024, look around you when traveling on a common conveyance, such as a train, plane, or airport shuttle, and you will realize we are nearing that reality. It seems all we are missing at this point is the floaty chairs. I've recently started speaking on the generational differences that exist in the workplace today. Many people do not realize it, but there are 5 generations currently in the workforce in the US. Granted, less than 1% of them are from what is known as the Silent Generation, born 1928 to 1945, and most of those are bagging groceries at a public supermarket in Venice, Florida. However, they are still part of the workforce. With that background, a recent survey from ResumeBuilder caught my eye. It explored the challenges that Gen Z employees bring to the workplace, finding that 74% of managers find it challenging to supervise them. It revealed that, overall, Gen Z, viewed as tech-savvy but less adept in communication and emotional intelligence, often struggles with receiving criticism and handling authority, partly due to limited prior work experience and a screen-centered upbringing. Gen Z is primarily defined as the generation born between 1997 and 2012. To be fair, the youngest of that generation is only 12 years old. It is a bit early to send them off to the mines. Much of Gen Z's story remains to be written. Still, they do comprise 20% of the workforce today, and with an estimated 70 million of them roaming the streets, they will be a force to be reckoned with. An article discussing this survey featured experts discussing why this newest generation in the workforce may be struggling. They cite the complete immersion in technology of this group, as well as overprotective parenting and the COVID-19 pandemic. They say that this generation has not learned the personal interactive skills of their predecessors and are maturing later than previous generations. Just as my generation struggled to convince people that 60 was the new 40, someone forgot to tell my niece that, experts say from a maturity level for Gen Z, 26 is the new 18. This means supervisors may find these employees lack the capacity to handle tough feedback, they may be overconfident or cocky, and they may choose to walk away from conflict. It is not all bad news. It should also be noted that Gen Z employees want to have purpose in their lives and hold jobs that make a difference. I can't really say that is a bad thing. As previously noted, recommended solutions to the issue include supervisors who improve their listening skills and learn to coach people. Mentorship programs are highly recommended to help those new to the workforce adapt to the realities of the workplace. Experts suggest that younger workers seek purpose and support, with mentorship seen as crucial to bridging generational gaps and fostering growth. Managers may need to adapt by offering more guidance and listening to encourage workplace integration for Gen Z employees. There is no doubt that each generation brings changes. Over the last 50 years, our population has become more sedentary, obese, and technology dependent. Attitudes and interpersonal skills have changed. Managers will need to adapt to the needs and motivations of the generations that come after them if they are to remain effective. Gen Z brings a new set of challenges and opportunities to the job site. And at this point, all we seem to be missing is those damn floaty chairs.